Let's start now with the piyut of Echod Mi Yoideya. Okay, just a few, I didn't really prepare that much on this. You know, before we do Echod Mi Yoideya, let me go back. Let me go back to Chasal Sidur Pesach Kehil Chasai. Now, this is something very, this is a very beautiful part of the Seder. When we say Chasal, Chasal means it is concluded. Okay, what's a good word for the word chasal? Chasal does not necessarily mean concluded. It's a hard word to translate. It's interesting to look in the various haggadahs and how they precisely translate the word chasal. In this haggadah that I'm looking at over here, it says nistayen, which means it's over. It's over. The sidur, the arrangement of the Pesach, kil chasoy, just like we were have the merit to arrange it, we should merit to do it. And then we just go into another expression, Zoch, the pure one, Shoichin Mo'ino, that dwells on high. We pray, Koime, may he raise up, Kehal, Adas, the assembly, Mimono, that's so numerous, they cannot be counted, Bekaroiv, Nahel, Nitekana, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nahel, may he guide, may he bring. The word Nahel is a hard word to translate. Over here they translate it as may HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a Menahel, someone who is in charge, who guides, who leads. Bikaroi, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu soon, may he guide. The Adas, the assembly, Nahel Nitechana, the planting of the branch. Okay, this is an expression. This expression comes from, Nitechana means the planting of Kana, of his branch. The branch of his Kana. I don't even have a good translation of the word kana. Kana is like two words which mean the same thing, I think. Kana means a branch. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu swiftly, Nahel, may he guide, may he bring this planting to Eretz Yisrael. Piduyim l'tzion berina, redeemed, redemption in tzion with great song. Now, by the way, there's another girsa. The other girsa has the karov maher. Instead of the word nahel, which means to bring, there is another girsa that says, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu be swift, maher, nahel maher, nitekana. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu swiftly, two expressions of swiftness, may he bring this branch, piduyim l'tzion berina. And then it goes on to say, l'shana haba'o birushalayim. So there are many questions. The first question is, why do we say l'shana haba'a b'Yerushalayim and not say l'shana hazois b'Yerushalayim? What is the delay? Why are we delaying coming to Eretz Yisrael? Why do we want only to say to Hashem, may it be that next year, the simple translation of the word l'shana haba'a b'Yerushalayim means next year. Why not this year? And I'll bring you a proof that this year would be the more appropriate expression. In the kinos on Tisha B'Av, towards the beginning of the kinos, there is one kinos where we say, Ayumasi le'ezrasi tarti chazois. My nation yearns to see your salvation. He oimeres. Okay, I don't remember the exact words, but the words go something like along the lines, He oimeres hashana hazois. My nation always says that this is the year of redemption. Mashiach is coming this year. So in the kinois, we actually say l'shana hazois. When we pray for the coming of Mashiach, we don't pray that the Mashiach should come next year. We pray that Mashiach should come this year. L'shana hazois. So why in the Haggadah do we say Lishana Habo'a Birushalayim next year? So, you know, there was, I once told you a joke. It's not a joke, it's a bitter joke, a bitter galechta. And the answer is, on Tisha B'Av, when you're sitting on the floor and you're hungry and you have nothing to eat and it's hot, then you can say, you know, when is Mashiach coming? I want it to come now. I can't take this anymore. This moment. At the Pesach Seder, you're sitting around with your family. Now this year, it's not really true anymore. This year, it's not like that. This year is a year of great suffering for many people. Many people are mourning. They're in Avelus. It's not a very happy Pesach for many people. And for the survivors, it's not very happy either, knowing that our friends and family are suffering so much. How can we possibly be happy and not be mishtatef in the tzadon shel Yisrael? It's a year of a lot of suffering. But on a regular year, people that are sitting around with their family and they're happy, and you say to Mashiach, Mashiach, don't interrupt my celebration. I'm here with my family, I'm rejoicing, my children are around my table. Mashiach, no, next year. I'm not in a frame of mind where I want Mashiach to come immediately because I'm having too much fun. On Tisha B'Av, no one is having fun. Everyone is bitzar. And on Tisha B'Av, you say, Ayumasi le'ezrosi tartich hazois, Ayumasi oimeres, hi hashana hazois. I want Mashiach now. This year, certainly, we can relate to that. Even though we may have a Pesach Seder, many people feel enough is enough. We want Mashiach to come now, not next year. So the question is emphasized, especially this year, why would we want to say Lashana HaBo'ah B'Yerushalayim and not say Lashana HaZois B'Yerushalayim? Why can't we hope that by Shavuos we'll all be in Yerushalayim with the Beis HaMikdash, with Mashiach, whatever Mashiach means? So first of all, we have to appreciate that who says Lashana HaBo'ah means next year. Maybe indeed the word Lashana HaBo'ah means this year. And the proof to that is, the truth is, grammatically speaking, we have the word, I'll give you a pasuk, V'rochel Bo'ah Im Hatzoin. There, Rashi is there, in that parsha, in Parshas Vayetze, Rashi makes a point that it says the word Bo'ah twice in the parsha. And one time it's pronounced Mila'el, and the other time it's pronounced Milara. Milara means the last syllable. Bo'ah. Bo'ah. You put the emphasis on the second syllable. How many? There's Bo'ah. There are two syllables in the word Bo'ah. Bo'ah. Do you put the emphasis on the second syllable, on the last syllable? That's Milara. Or do you put the emphasis on the second to last syllable? The second to last syllable would be the Bo'ah. So do you pronounce it Bo'ah, or do you pronounce it Bo'ah? Again, there are two syllables. Now, I teach bar mitzvah boys, I always take a word, and you ask them how many syllables are there in the word. For example, let's say the word mishpatoi. Mishpatoi. Three syllables. Next word. V'chukosoi. Four syllables. Ka-a-sher. Three syllables. First, you have to define in every single word how many syllables are there. The next question is, upon which one of the syllables that has now been clearly defined do we emphasize? Do you emphasize the last syllable, or do you emphasize the second to last syllable? Milara, by default in Hebrew, you always emphasize the last syllable. That is unique among many languages. Most languages, you emphasize the first syllable. In English, is it English or English? English. Two syllables. English. You emphasize the first syllable or the last syllable. In English, the vast majority of the words, you emphasize the first syllable, English. In Yiddish, always, b'li yotzei min haklal, you always emphasize the first syllable. And that is one of the reasons why we all messed up. Because every single one of us here in this virtual existence comes from parents and grandparents and great-grandparents who spoke a fluent Yiddish. And when you speak a fluent Yiddish for years, for generations, and in Yiddish, every single word, b'li yotzei min haklal, the emphasis is on the first syllable. And then when you want to move over to reading from the Siddur, when you dive into Hashem and you're not properly taught grammar, the cheder, your natural tendency is to pronounce the words the same way you speak Yiddish, by putting the emphasis on the first syllable. But in Lashon HaKodesh, there's no such thing. Every single word, the emphasis is on the last syllable. That's the default. And then in many situations, you move over the emphasis from the last syllable to the second to last syllable. So here is one great example. The word ba'a. Ba'a. It's a word that has two syllables. Where do you put the emphasis? On the last syllable or on the first syllable? Most of the time, it doesn't make a difference. The correct way is one way, but if you make a mistake and put the emphasis on the wrong part of the world, the wrong syllable, no harm is done. There's nothing to cry about. So you pronounced it a little strange. It's not going to really, it does not make any difference at all. But the word bo'o, it does make a difference. If you pronounce it, you put the emphasis in the first syllable, it means the past. V'Rachel bo'o. Rachel already has arrived. Yaakov went to the well, and there he comes to the well. I'm forgetting which pasuk this is. Is it Rivka? Was it Eliezer? I think it's by Eliezer in Parashas Toldos. The Rachel, not Toldos, I'm sorry, Parashas Chaye Sara. Then it's Rivka, the Rivka Ba'a. When you put the emphasis on the first syllable, it means Rivka has already arrived. If you put the emphasis on the second syllable, it means the Rachel, Rivka Ba'a. If you say the bo'or, that is the present tense. Let me actually read it to you from the Chumash itself. Okay? So we can appreciate this point. Okay, I'm going to Parshas Chaye Sara. Okay, Chaye Sara. And we come over. I'm sorry. Okay, thank you. Ayetze by Rachel. Okay, so here in the beginning of the parasha, Yaakov travels. Here we go. Vayar v'hine v'erba sodeh v'hine sham shloisha et reitzoyin reis v'olach yinu b'ar yashkos hador. I'm sorry. Even gedola v'nes v'shama v'yoyim elohem. Achai, Yaakov Achai, me'ayin ha'tevim me'echor anachnam. Hayedatim lovon, v'yim al-shom aloi, v'yim al-shom aloi, v'yim al-shom aloi, v'hinei Rachel bito bo'o im atzoin. Okay, here the emphasis is on the second syllable, Rashi. Rashi, pasig vav, bo'o im atzoin. Hatam be'alef. There are two syllables, and the emphasis is on the second syllable. The targumoi asya, okay, means that she is coming in the present tense. Okay, the present tense. That's the targum. Asya, she's coming. Now let's go further. Later it says, Vayomer Hain Oyam Godol. Okay, Oidenu Medaber Imam and Pasik Tes. While Yaakov was talking to these men, Oidenu midaber imam, v'Rachel Bo'o. Here the emphasis is on the first syllable. The Rachel Bo'o Hatam Lamala Bebeis. The Targumai, the translation in the Targum Onkelos is Osos, in the past tense. She has already come. Harishoin Lishoin Oise. When you put the emphasis on this last syllable, it is in the present tense. She is coming now. The Hasheni, but when you put the emphasis on the first syllable, Bo'o, L'shoin ososa, it happened already. While he was talking to them, she already has arrived. Now take that idea and inject that into L'shono Habo'o Birushalayim. Question to all of you. You've been saying this for many years. When you said the word L'shono Habo'o, did you put the emphasis on the beis, on the second to last syllable, or did you put the emphasis on the aleph on the last syllable? If you have put the emphasis on the second to last syllable, in essence, you know what you've said? That may Mashiach come this year, not next year. The Haggadahs that translated in English, next year in Jerusalem. By the way, how is he doing? How is our friend Yitz Jerusalem doing? Dr. Fruchter, how is he doing? I can't hear you. You got to unmute yourself. You have to unmute yourself.
He's doing fine. Baruch Hashem, he's down in Florida.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know. I just want to know how he's doing. Okay, very good. So send him my regards. Maybe I try to call this home number. I think I need a cell number. We'll talk later. The Rachel, so here, when you read the words L'shono Habo'o Birushalayim, if you put the emphasis on the base, then the word means the year that has already arrived. So in essence, what are you saying? This year, not next year. The Haggadahs that translate the word L'shono Habo'o Birushalayim, if they next year in Jerusalem, that is incorrect. That is ignorance. L'shono, the year, Habo'o. Put the emphasis on the base. Look at Rashi in Parshas Vayetze, where Rashi clearly explains that when you put the emphasis on the word on the base, the second last syllable means the past tense, the year that has already come. We are already in the year Tav Shin Pei. We already have passed through Chodesh Nisan, Achodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodoshim. So in essence, what you're saying is, may Mashiach come this year. May Mashiach come in the year that has already arrived. Okay, so that's Pashup Shat. It's a Rashi and Chumash. All of the Yesodis of life are in Rashi Chumash. It's a shame that we don't learn Rashi and Chumash enough. Because everything you need to know about life, everything, and I mean everything, is in Rashi, is Chumash Rashi. Chumash Rashi. All the Yesodis of life are there. L'shono Habo'o Birushalayim. May Mashiach come in the year that has already arrived. We should already be in Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim. Samir Habinuya. It's a pasuk. A pasuk that says Yerushalayim Habinuya. Some want to connect the word Habinuya. Want to take that pasuk and just not say Yerushalayim, but say Yerushalayim Habinuya. However, we have to be melamed zuchus on all of the Haggadahs that do translate the words L'shono Habo'o Birushalayim as next year. And it's very simple. How to be melamed zuchus? In their tradition, the emphasis should be on the last syllable. The year that is in the process of coming. Not the year that has already come, but the year that is in the present tense, that is making its way, just like it says that Rachel Bo'o Im Hatzoin, Rachel is coming, she'll be here in 5 minutes. So in the context of L'shono Habo'o, and you put the emphasis on the Aleph, It means the year that is in the process of coming. It's not yet here, but it's coming. Which year is it coming? Next year. The closest one, which from all of the years in the future, is the one that is in the process of coming towards us. It is seemingly next year. It's the coming year. L'shano haba'o, we should be Yerushalayim. Okay, so this is a very important point. If you want to go trans, if you put the emphasis on the base, l'shano haba'o, the year that has already come, this year. If you put the emphasis on the aleph, it means the year that is in the process of coming. Okay, that now, if you learn like that, I want to make a point now. If you learn like that and say the year that is in the process of coming, we have a very big question. Why would a person want to pray that Mashiach should come next year? You want it to come this year. Why would you want to pray that it should come the next year? Okay, that's one question. Another question, I want to point, another question. In the Gemara, we spend time in Purim. When we're learning the sugyas of Purim, we spend time learning one section of Targum Sheni. And we spend time learning the chapter where Haman argues to Achashverosh, v'dosehem shoynois mikolam, that there is absolutely no advantage in keeping the Jewish people alive. You might as well just wipe them out because they're troublemakers. Their laws are different from all of the other nations. And in the Targum Sheni, Haman, he delineates, he discusses, he elaborates all of the Minhage Yisrael. And this Targum Sheni has become a very fascinating source for Minhage Yisrael because he says quite a lot and a lot of very interesting things in that section, which we're not all that much familiar with. And he is describing the Jewish people in his day, what exactly they do, their custom. And one of the very popular things that he says there is that whenever you ask a Jew to do for you something, they tell you, sorry, I can't help you. Shabbos hayoim, Pesach hayoim. Sorry, I can't help you. Today is Shabbos, today is Pesach. The question is, it's a lie. It's not Shabbos one day a week. Pesach is one day a year, 7 days a year. What do you mean that the Jews are always too busy to help you, to do something for you because today is Shabbos, today is Pesach? And the answer is that in Ochinami, it may be true that Shabbos is only one day a week, but the Jews are always busy preparing. They're always in the state of preparing for Shabbos. On a Sunday, they're doing something. Hayoyim yoyim, we shoin b'Shabbos. They're always in a state of preparation for Shabbos. Pesach, they're always in a state of preparation for Pesach. I can't help you today because I have to take my car to get it cleaned. Today you can't do that anymore. I have to go do this, I have to go do that. You're always in a state of preparation for the coming of Pesach, or preparation, the after effects, or Pesach, and that's the question. The point is, Haman himself testified about Klal Yisrael that Pesach is never over. It's never over. Because the Jews are always saying, sorry, Shabbos Hayoim, Pesach Hayoim. Today is Pesach. And that is a dual meaning. It means that we're preparing for Pesach, and Pesach, it's lingering on. Pesach never ends. The effects, the appreciation of who we are, that we are the Am HaNifchar, Hashem's chosen nation, of Yitzias Mitzrayim, stays with us the entire year, and it affects our relationship with non-Jews to the point where Haman picked up on this and was able to say to Achashverosh, V'dosehem shenes mikolam, they say to the world, Pesach Hayoim. So if that is the case, how then can we say in the Haggadah, Chasal Sidur Pesach Kehil Chasai? Pesach is over. The word chasal simply means finished, done, been there, done that. It's over. Time to go somewhere else. It's never over. Haman himself said the Jews are always, always basking in the afterglow of Pesach. Pesach Hayoim. It's Pesach today. So how then can you say Chasal Sidur Pesach? So you show indeed there are customs. I think they say that the Baal Shem Tov, the Baal HaTanya, the Baal HaTanya for exactly this reason did not say Chasal Sidur Pesach. It was not part of his Haggadah to say these words Chasal Sidur Pesach Kil Chasoy. How can a person say Pesach is over? It's never over. The lessons, the Musar, the accomplishments of what you achieve on Pesach stays with you forever. You cannot possibly say Chasal Sidur Pesach. It's never over. But our custom is, it's not get carried away here, is to say it. And there has to be a deeper translation in the word Chasal. I don't know what it means. It doesn't say over here the typical word, Siluk. When we finish a Masechta, what do you say? Hadron aloch mesechta brachos vehadroch alon. Why don't we say those words when we conclude the Pesach Seder? Let's say hadron alon hadron alon Seder Pesach vehadroch alon. Why don't we say the same nusach when we conclude the Pesach Seder like we say when we finish a mesechta? We will return to you. Our pride, our hiddur is in you. We don't say those words. Instead, we say the word chasal, sidur pesach. What is the answer? I don't have a good answer for you. We have to look into this more. But it has to be, Rabbi Isai. The question is such a good question, and the fact that the Baal HaTanya did not say this entire section. And the fact that we have a different nusach for the end of the Seder relative to what we say when we finish a Masechta. When we finish a Masechta by saying the words Hadron Aloch Masechta Brachos Hadron Alon Masechta Brachos VeHadroch Hadron, I'm forgetting all the words. Hadron Aloch Masechta Brachos VeHadroch Alon. The fact that we have a different nusach for the end of the Masechta relative to the end of the Haggadah must be an indication that there is something very unique about the word chasal, and chasal does not mean it's over. We have to study where it comes from, the makar of this word. It means that we basically take it with us. Now, a sal is a basket. A basket is something that you put away. You put away with you your packages, your go to the grocery store and you buy some food, you put it in your basket, in your shopping cart. I saw a video yesterday that there's one ShopRite where after every person finishes shopping, they take the shopping cart and they put it on a pulley and they dip the entire shopping cart into three containers to sanitize it from the previous customer. They dip the entire shopping cart in a solution that sanitizes it. They then dip it in a second container that rinses it off with regular water, and then they put it in a third container again to sanitize it a second time. And then they let it air dry and they give it to the next customer. They do this the whole day. People the whole day have every customer to sanitize the shopping cart. No one should get sick from the previous customer's use of the shopping carts. Okay, but what am I trying to point over here is chasal comes from the word a basket. A basket is an object which you samach lamid. How the ches got here, I do not know. We have to figure out the grammatical form of the ches. But the there are two letters over here which jump out at you as a basket, and you don't finish Pesach. Pesach is not over. Shabbos Hayom Pesach Hayom. Chasal Sidu Pesach means you take your arrangement, your accomplishments, the experience of your Pesach Seder, and you put it away in a basket. And you carry it with you wherever you go for the rest of your life. Chasal is loosely translated as nistayim. It's over. It's not correct. It's not over. It's not over. Shabbos hayoyim, Pesach hayoyim. Every day of the year you take with you Pesach. We don't say Hadron Aloch Seder Pesach. Chasal is a unique expression which has a connotation that we're packaging it up with us and we're putting it away and we're carrying it with us the entire year. Okay, now, in along this theme, I want to tell you something, a shocking thing that I saw somewhere. A shocking thing. I don't remember from it's a Chassidus Shemaisa. It shook me up, this Chassidus Shemaisa, and the Haggadah, where I saw this story, it tied it into the answer to the question of Lashana HaBa'ah B'Yerushalayim. According to those that have a tradition to put the emphasis on the Aleph, Milra, and the words mean Lashana HaBa'ah, the next year in Jerusalem, he explains the meaning, not this year, so he explains this with the following story. There was once a Grois Rebbe, I don't remember who it was, he came late to a meeting. And at the meeting, he said he apologized, he came late. Again, it's like a real thick Chassidus Shemaisa. It's the Chassidus Shemaisa is so thick, you can literally slice it with a knife, this Chassidus Shemaisa. And they asked the Rebbe, how come you're late for the meeting? So he said, I was busy speaking to I was called to an emergency meeting with Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi was about to come, Mashiach was about to come, and there was a discussion, should he come, should he not come, and they wanted me to be machria, to make the final decision, and I told Eliyahu Hanavi, don't come. Mashiach should not come. So the people in the room, they said, what? Are you out of your mind? Nitrofadaita, you had an opportunity to bring Mashiach and you said not to come. So the Rebbe said, if Mashiach comes, then what's going to be with all of these neshamas that still need tikkun, that still need to come close to Hashem? When Mashiach comes, it's too late, it's over. There's no longer any opportunity to come closer to Hashem. Everyone will be frozen in time. Whatever level of Kedusha you are, that's it. That's it. Because when Mashiach comes, the Yetzirah is taken away. We have absolutely no idea of any of this. But this is the Chassidus Shemaisa. Okay, I'm telling you Chassidus Shemaisa because there's something to learn from this Maisa. And he said, if Mashiach is going to come, your opportunity to grow in Yerushalayim will be severely limited. And therefore, I looked around and I saw there are so many people that will not benefit from the coming of Mashiach because there's so much more for them to grow and to reach levels of holiness, and it's not in their best interest. So I vetoed the opportunity for Mashiach to come. So this Haggadah, I don't remember the name of the Haggadah, I saw it yesterday, the day before, he says, that's Pshat in Lashana HaBa'ah B'Yerushalayim, next year. Shocking interpretation of these words. When the Seder is over, a person comes to realize, wow, I have a long way to go. At the end of the Seder, you know, you plan for the Seder, and you think, oh, it's going to be very special. You're going to be on an exalted level of spirituality. You're going to be able to do this and do that. And when the Seder is over, you realize, you know, there's a lot that I'm missing. The experience of the Seder opens up your mind to realize how much more there is in life that you're missing out on. How much more you could accomplish, you could achieve, you can come close to Hashem with the tools and environment that you find yourself. And the person comes to a matzav of saying to himself, you know what? I don't want Mashiach to come. I don't want him. Stay home. Stay away. I'd rather Mashiach not come so I can grow in spirituality so that when Mashiach comes, I'll be better prepared, better equipped for the experience that will come to this world with Mashiach. Now, this idea that I just told you is extremely bizarre because it's very selfish to say such a thing, because the average person suffers in this world very, very much. And for the average person, we have a principle of loyhein v'loy sechoron. When a person is suffering yisurim, the Gemara says, even though every moment you suffer those yisurim, you are achieving worlds of spirituality, yet the Amoraim said, you know something? It may be true. You will enjoy in Olam Haba things you can't even fathom for every moment that you continue to suffer. But you know what? Loi hein v'loi sichoron. It's not worth it. It's still not worth it. We don't want the Yisurim. And that's right. We're moichel all of the benefit we would have achieved through the suffering. Loi hein, not the suffering, v'loi sichoron, and not their reward. Let me not suffer. And that would translate to mean, you're telling me that if Mashiach will come in 10 years, I will have 10 years more of life experience? I'll be a better person, a more spiritual person? Yeah, and excuse me, and at what cost? If Mashiach will come in 10 years from now, and maybe I'll be zeichet to live another 10 years, but look around you. Look at all the people that just suffer and die and are sick and have miserable lives and have problems. Wherever you turn, they have problems. So I should be selfish and I should say, yeah, I'll take another 10 years at the expense of all of the suffering. Loi hein v'loi sichoron. I don't need to suffer. I don't need to look at people suffer. Let's end it now. Even though, you're right, I won't have this additional experience of life that will elevate me to an exalted state of spirituality to greater appreciate the coming of Mashiach. That is the way we live, period. We live loy hein v'loy sicharon. Let the Mashiach come now, this very, very moment. However, Rabbosai, there's something very, very important to appreciate. What happens if Mashiach doesn't come in 5 minutes from now? So you might as well take advantage of the 5 minutes. Because the principle is a true principle. The principle is absolutely true that every moment that a person deals with the Anoichi Haster Aster Panai is a moment of reward, a moment of opportunity. If you give me the choice and there's a button to press, I'm going to press the button. Mashiach should come now, this very, very moment. But don't forget that there is in this world such a principle of get ready. Not so fast. Every moment that you have is an opportunity that you're never going to have when Mashiach comes. And take advantage. And you don't have a choice anyway. It's not up to you when Mashiach will come. If you can put the finger, you can press the button, you'll press the button. But if you can't press the button, acknowledge the principle that every moment Mashiach does not come, there's what to take advantage of. That, to a degree, is a lesson, a mussar to learn from the words, L'shana haba'a b'Yerushalayim. If it's up to us, we're going to read the words L'shana haba'a, the year that has already come, meaning now, this very, very moment. But this word was selected because it's a very clever word. And the cleverness of the word is that it also can be read L'shana haba'a b'Yerushalayim. Next year, not this year. The year that's coming. Let Mashiach come when it's supposed to come, so that I can now, Hashem, I'm mispalel to you, to give me an opportunity. Don't let it come so fast. Give me an opportunity to grow in Ruchniyah so I should be prepared for the coming of Mashiach. There's a double meaning in this word. Mitzad echad, you're praying to Hashem, please Hashem, let Mashiach come immediately. L'shana haba'a, the year that has already arrived. But you're also saying to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, just in case, for whatever reason, it's not going to come now, immediately. It's going to come when it's supposed to come. So let me appreciate that concept. You know what? Let Mashiach not come so fast so I can have an opportunity to grow closer to you in Ruchnius. It's a very clever word, which has two slots for the Meseg to decide where you should. And the truth is, when you say these words, you're saying both. You want it to come right away. You want to apply the principle Lohein V'loy Secharon, but you also want Hashem to help us not to waste the time. If Mashiach has not come yet, and we're living in a Zman of Yanoichi Haster Haster Ponai Bayom Ahu, to take advantage of the situation to grow closer to Hashem. Okay, that is the point we want to make. We want to make over here. Okay, and this, the truth is, really, there's a contradiction. When you say Chasal to the Pesach, you say Bikoroiv Nahel Niteichana, swiftly Bikoroiv. And in fact, according to the other Girsa, it's not Nahel, it's Bikoroiv Maher Niteichana, swiftly. And then you say, not so fast, Lishana Habo'o, if you put the emphasis on the Aleph, next year. It's a contradiction. Do you want Mashiach to come now, or do you want Mashiach to come next year? Make up your mind already. Which one do you want? And the answer is, you want both. You want it now, because that's the rule. Lo'hein v'lo'y scharon. We're moichel, all the greatness and ruchnis that we could achieve, because the suffering is just too much. But if it doesn't come, for whatever reason, at least Hashem inspire us, give us the opportunity to grow in Ruchnius, so that when it does come, in the right time, we should be ready. We should be in the proper frame of mind for the coming of Mashiach. All right, let me share with you another idea. We have a few minutes. Let me share with you another idea. In the Haggadah, in the Piyutim of Kehol, in the piyut of Uvichein Va'amartem Zevach Pesach. Okay, over here in my Haggadah, I'm reading, it says, B'chutz la'aretz oimim piyut zerak balayla hasheni. V'yesh da'agim la'omra gam balayla harishan. There's a piyut called Uvichein Va'amartem Zevach Pesach. And in this piyut, we're not going to go through now because we're running out of time, but in this piyut, what it does is, it goes through many miracles. It describes Avraham Avinu, the mitzvah, the time when Lloyd, the miracle, when he went and he chased after the four kings who captured Lloyd. Miraculously, he overcame the four kings, conquered the five kings, and then they captured Lloyd. And Avraham, all alone, went on a suicide mission to free Lot from captivity, and he was successful. And then it goes on and describes the Malachim, when the Malachim came to visit him, and he gave them what to eat, and they told him about the miracle that he will have a child in a year from now. And then it describes Chizkiyah, the night when Chizkiyah HaMelech, when Sancheriv laid siege to Yerushalayim, all of these things took place on the night of Pesach. All the miracles, there are many miracles that took place in history. Hashem arranged that they should take place Lel Shimurim, the night of Pesach, and that's what we discuss here in this piyut, without going through all the words. I want to focus on only one line, and that is another event that took place Lel Pesach, another miracle that took place Lel Pesach, that we mention in this piyut, Kohol Kinesa Hadasa Tzoim Lishalesh. The assembly was gathered in by Hadasa for a 3-day fast. In this piyut, Vamartem Zevach Pesach, we mention that Esther, she she galvanized, she got the entire Klal Yisrael together to fast. Lech v'tsumu olai, k'nois es kol ha-Yehudim ha-nimtzim b'shushan, v'tsumu olai, v'al toichlu v'al tishtu shloishes yomim laila v'yoyim, gam ani v'na'arosai otsum kein. Esther, she gathered together, she gave the instructions that the entire Klal Yisrael should get together, and they were mevatel Lel Pesach. You think we don't have a Pesach this year? This year, no one's allowed to travel. Everyone is home, alone. It's not likely we're not going to be davening in shul. Doesn't seem like it's possible at this point in time. Yeshua Hashem Kerif Ayin, but it doesn't seem al derech hateva that we're going to be able to daven even with a minion, Yom Tov night, Yom Tov day. It's a shocking thing. Every single shul is going to be locked down, locked for the entire Yom Tov of Pesach. No one's going to be saying Hallel with a minion. There's no Kriyas HaTorah. There's not going to be Tfilas Geshem. There's not going to be Yizkor. Shocking, shocking, shocking reality. It's going to be, and everyone is at home alone. Everyone has been instructed. Children cannot come. The grandchildren are not going to come ask their grandparents to manishtana. You think this is bad? This is nothing, nothing compared to what was in Shushan Habira on the night of Pesach. They were fasting. It was canceled, not just in the Beis HaKnesses. Pesach was canceled in your dining room. You did not ask the manishtana. You did not eat matzah. There was no need to go shopping. Have people deliver your groceries with gloves and to sanitize the cardboard boxes. Nothing. Because there was a gzera of lahashmid ulaharog ulaabed eskol ha-yehudim minar v'yadzokein taf v'noshim b'yoyim echad. And it was demanded of Klal Yisrael to gather together to daven k'nois eskol ha-yehudim v'nimtzim b'shushon v'tsumu olai and to fast 3 days, and the 3-day fast spanned Lel Pesach. And we mention this in the Haggadah. We focus on this. This year should be the highlight of the Haggadah. There is no section of the Haggadah that is more relevant for us this year than the Piyut V'amartem Zevach Pesach, where we come to the line Kahol Kinisa Hadassah. Hadassah is the name of Esther. She gathered them in. She told them, don't go to shul. Don't go to the Seder. Lockdown. Shelter in place.
Wait a second. If kenos means to gather. They did gather.
They gathered in prayer. They gathered in prayer. Okay, they gathered in prayer, but
they have the advantage of Kenista, but
they gathered together, but at least they were unified. Look, it says in Chazal, Dever Boir, Kanes Raglecha. If there is a plague in the city, Kanes, ingather your feet. In so the word Kanes means to ingather. Kinisa Hadassah, we can loosely translate, she gave an order, shelter in place. In essence, that's what she did. There was no Pesach, nothing. No one went to the Seder. All the families stayed home. Shelter. There are many translations. There are many. You look in the Farsh and you'll find 100 translations. But I'm telling you that in relation against the backdrop of what we're going through, let's understand these words in relation to our situation. Chazal say, Dever bo'ir kaneis raglecha. Esther in the Pasuk says, Lech kinois es kol hayudim. The pshuta shel nikras, everyone should go to shul. Standing room only. Not even standing room only. Packed. Filled to the gills. Everyone should be davening in the Beis HaKnesses. 100% that's the Pshuta Shel Mikra. Lech Kinois Eskol HaYehudim. Gather together in the Beis HaKnesses to pray. But it also means gather. What did she do? They fasted. And when they fasted, no one went to the Seder. The shelter-in-place order was given. All of the grandchildren are not to come to the Pesach Seder. Stay home. Fast. Nothing is happening. Kahol, the assembly, Kinisa Hadasa. She ingathered. She told them, stay put. There is no Pesach this year. This year, Pesach is canceled. And instead, replace it with a Tzoim L'Shalish, a three-day fast. Now, let's go to the Pasuk and understand the Pasuk. There's a very, very famous drasha. I don't remember, you have to forgive me, I don't remember. It's a very beautiful pshat, and it is so relevant to us. The pshat in the Pasuk is, Lech kinois es kol ha-yehudim ha-nimtzim b'shushan. And she told Gans Klal Yisrael, you know the technique is going to be to overcome this tzara? The technique is going to be v'tzumu olai. When you fast, all of you are your lives are threatened. Any moment you can die. There's a gzeru l'hashmir l'harugu l'abedes kol ha-yehudim. Minav yadzok in tafin nashim b'yam echad. When you daven, don't daven for yourselves. Don't be selfish. V'tzumu olai. Daven for me. Daven for someone else. V'gam anivin na'arosai otzum kein. When I daven, I'm not going to daven for myself. Even though I'm going into sakon, I'm going to the chotzer ha'panimis. Without being invited, I can die on the moment. You know, son, when I go, I'm not davening. When I say Tehillah before I go into that room, I'm not davening for myself. V'gam anivin arosai otzum kein. We will be like you. You daven for someone else, we'll daven for you. I'm going to daven for you, and you daven for me. That is the technique. Kinois es kol ha-yehudim, lech kinois es kol ha-yehudim, v'tzumu olai. Everyone should daven for someone else. V'gam ani v'narosai otzum kein. We will daven for you. And this will be the zuchus to be spared from this gezeiros hashma that it took place in the time of Esther Hamalka. Chazal say that Esther is soif kol hanisim. Esther Hamalka, the story of the Megillah, was the end. It was the end of the nisim. It was the last nace to be recorded. The last nace to be recorded in the time of Tanakh. Rabbi Yisrael, we're living in the times of Mashiach. No one could deny that. We're living in the Ikvisod de Mashiach, in the times of Mashiach. In recent times, only 72 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years, depending on when you want to calculate, Kristallnacht, the war, it's a Holocaust, horrors beyond belief. Since the end of World War II, terrorism has been a real reality in Klal Yisrael. And now we're living in a new tkufa. People are dying. People are dying right and left. It's unimaginable. Over the last few days, every celebrity that I know, I mean, not everybody, I mean, every one after another, this one is not well, this one is not well. Famous public figures, people everyone knows about, they're sick, they're deathly ill. Every minute I get another email from another shul list that I'm on. Please pray for this one, pray for that one. People are dying. This morning I learned about someone, my neighbor, Ovadia Sima. He wasn't well, but he wasn't in a matzav. He wasn't deathly ill. He was fine. And he passed away. I mean, you know, it hits home when you know the people. People in your family are not well. People, your friends are not well. We're living now in a time, a very frightening time. We never saw something like this in recent times in our lifetime, such a tzara. And it's having a nafkamina. It's taking us back to Esther. Esther was soif kol hanisim. She was the end of all the Nisim in Tanakh, in the 24 books of Tanakh, which is Maisa of Asim Labanim. We're here now at a time of Kehol, the assembly, Kinesa Hadassah. It's just like in the times of Purim, when Klal Yisrael canceled Pesach because of a three-day fast. Our Pesach, it's not like it was in the time of Esther, but it's severely diminished, full of anxiety, full of tzar. We're in a very, very difficult matzav. And the only solution is Vitsumu Olai, what Esther told us. Vitsumu Olai, don't be selfish. Daven for someone else. Gam ani v'narosai otzum kein al daven for you. In Pesach, what did Klal Yisrael do to protect themselves? To protect themselves from the mashris. It says in the pasuk, they put on the mashkoif and on the shtei mezuzois blood. V'hoyo lochem l'mishmeres. Take the blood of the carbon Pesach, smear it on the mashkoif and the mezuzois. It'll be for you a mishmeres. But you know what it says in Shir HaShirim? In Shir HaShirim it says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to look for the zuchusim of Klal Yisrael, it says, Meitzitz min acharakim. Hashem looked at Klal Yisrael through the windows, not through the door. Let me read you the pasuk. I wrote down the pasuk here. The pasuk says, Kol doidi hine zebo, medaleg al heharim. Hine ze oimer achar kosleinu. Mashkiach min hachaloinois. Mashkiach doesn't just mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's looking. He is protecting us. Min hachaloinois. Meitzitz min hacharakim. From the cracks. Wait a minute. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being a mashkiach. From the windows? The Hashkocha is from the Deles. On the Deles, HaKadosh Baruch Hu smeared blood. On the Deles, on the mezuzahs, and the mashkais. Not on the chaloinois. What's going on? What is the difference between a door and a window? A door is an object to gain entry. Uchasavtam al mezuzos beisecha bi'oschof. A door is the way you go into a home. The way you enter a home is through the door. A window, you don't enter into a home through the window. A window is something you're in the home, you look out. You sit in your home, in your kitchen, in your dining room, and you look out the window. Was tut sich in der Welt? What's going on out there in the world? We're in danger. We're in a lot of danger. This is no joke. What do we do when you're in danger? You lock the door. You lock the door. You close the door. You put a barrier. Shelter in place. Protect yourself. Hide. When the Ribbono Shel Olam comes to be Mashkiach, you know how, you know where Hashem is looking to protect you? Through the window. He's looking at you. Are you looking out of the window to care about somebody else? Hashem is analyzing us. Are we, when we are sheltered in place behind a locked door, are we looking out of the window to make sure someone else is A-okay? Has what to eat? Has parnasa? Are we davening for someone else? Do we care about someone else, or we just care about ourselves? Are we only locking the door and putting blood on the mashka if the shtei mezuzah is segulois, 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 to protect ourselves? Or are we sheltered in place? We've done what we're supposed to do, but now we're working the phones and doing what we can do to look out the window, the place where we can see what's doing by someone else. When the Ribbono Shel Olam comes, Hine kol doidi zebo, kol doidi, Hine zebo, medalig ala horim mekavitz ala gvois, Hine zeo minach hakosleinu mashkiach. He's protecting us min hachaloinois, not from the door. The protection will come when he observes us looking out the window to make sure that other people are okay, that we care about other people. This is the ultimate kehol kinnisa hadasa. Hadasa gathered everyone together, not physically, emotionally, mentally, concerned for someone else. This is the ultimate lech kinnois es kol ha-yehudim. You don't have to be within 6 feet of another person to be considered to fulfill the pasuk lech kinnois es kol ha-yehudim. The way you are mekayim kinnois es kol ha-yehudim is fitzumu olai. You pray for me, gam ani v'narosai otzum kein, and we'll pray for you. When we care about each other, that is the ultimate kinesa, not the physical gathering of the Dalet Amos. Rabbi Yisrael, maybe Zoyche, this year should be a year of Geula, Refuah, Nechama. We should only hear good news. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu say Dayenu to our tzaras. Just as we say Dayenu to Hashem, to thank Hashem for all of the good things, may the Ribbono Shel Olam say Dayenu, Dayenu, Dayenu. V'arikoytzu lechem bracha ad b'li day. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Emir Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at 9:30. Please stay safe. Don't touch your mouth, your nose, and your eyes. That's what they all say is the best possible advice. Wash your hands and be very careful and try to help out other people. All the best to all of you. Have a wonderful day.
Goodbye. Anyone? We should say Tillam.
Yes, yes. Let's say Tillam. Yes, I'm going to say Tillam. Let's say Tillam now. Let us say Tillam. Absolutely, we'll say Tillam. Shem al amalois eso enayel harim me'ayin vayezri. Ezri me'yim adonai osei shomayim v'aretz. Al yitein lamoit ragalecha al yinum shemrech. Yinei lo yonum v'lo yishon shemer Yisrael. Adonai shemrecha adonai tzilcha yad yiminecha. Yoyim ha-shemesh lo yakeko v'rech baloylo. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ro yishmor snafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeischa uvayecha me'ata v'ad olam. Shir hamalois mimam akim kresicha adonai. Adonai Shema V'koili, Tiyeno Oznecha Kashuvois, Lukol Tachanunoi, Ima Voinois Teshmoyo, Adonai Miyamoid, Ki Imcho Has Likol Manti Vare, Ki Visi Adonai Kivis or Navshi Vlidveron Cholti, Navshi Ladonai Mishoimim Laboiker, Shoimim Laboiker, Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Ki Im Adonai Hachesed, Veharbei Moifidus, Vuhu Yifde Es Yisrael Mikol Avoinoisov. Let's say one more. Mizmar maskil David, biyosai v'amaros sefila, koili el Adonai ezak, koili el Adonai eschanon, eshbaich lefanav sichit sarasi lefanav agid, beisatef alai ruchi v'yato yodato nesivasi, bo'orach zu alech tamnu fachli, habei yamin re'ei ve'en li makir, avad manois mimeni ein deresh lanafshi, zo'akti elecho Adonai, Omarti ato machsi, chelki b'yeret sachayim, hakshiva el winosi ki delosim yoid, hatsileni mirotfai ki omsu mimeni, hoitsio mimasker nafshi lohoidois es shemecha, bi yachtiru tzadikim ki sigmol oloi. I'm going to make a mishaberach for the Chol Yisrael. Let me say the Yehiratzain. I'm going to say the Yehiratzain after Shacharis. Mishaberach Avosenu Avraham Avosenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov Moshe Aharon David Ushloimo Hu Yivarech V'Yirapei Asacholim. Everyone, please add name. Meir Peretz Ben Henya Bavur Shatzibur Yitain Tztaka Bavuram Uvavur Shatzibur Mespadlin Bavuram Bischarzeh Kodesh Baruch Hu Yimole Rachamim Aleihem Lahachalimam, Ularapoisam, Ulahazikam, Ulahachayosam, Vishlach Lohem, Meher Refua Shlema Menashamayim, Lermach Evarehem, Ushesog Gidehem, Besog Sharchole Yisrael, Refuas HaNefesh, Refuas HaGuf, Hashto Bagolo, Uvisman, Kori, Vinoimar, Amen. Achenu Bnei Yisrael, Hamdim Batsor Vashivya, Hamdim Bein Bayom Bein Baybosha, Hamokum Yirachem Alehem, Yotzim Mitzor Lervacha, Meafel Lo Oro, Mishibu Lugula, Hashto Bagolo, Uvisman, Kori, Vinoimar, Amen.
Anyone going to be a shop smart or going to do shopping? Just let me know. I need some chicken, that's all.
Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Be well. Stay safe. Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry?
He was friends with my sister.
Yeah.
From the disease,
I don't know. It doesn't say. I really don't know for sure. You know, he had ups and downs. He was homebound. He didn't leave the house for a long, long time. But he wasn't, you know, the last I heard, not that long ago, he was, you know, he was fine. He was stable.
I grew up with him. He's older than me. I grew up with him in the Lower East Side. And his wife and myself have a common ear. Terrible.
Okay, have a nice day. Be well, everyone. Take care.
I'll get you.